Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Rewilding. I am really happy to be here with you for a solo episode, and I often get asked for solo episodes, and it's something that comes very naturally to me, but I think I have, I love to hear from other people. I'm so interested in other people's stories, and 2020 has been so wild that I haven't even been able to really be with anyone in real life to interview them, and a lot of it's been either pre-recorded or over Zoom, and it's just not the same. So I am going to be coming to you with a lot more one-on-one episodes and just musings and thoughts and processes that I've been through personally that I want to share with you. Things that have happened in my life that feel important to share. I naturally have this capacity and this want to share my learnings publicly, as you can tell. And today I'm coming to you with a really exciting episode, because in this episode I'm going to be outlining how we can, with ease, upgrade our frequencies, change our lives, be brave in ways that shift us into new realities. And this all might sound super, super big, but it's actually a very grounded human experience. And this is the experience of outgrowing your reality, of feeling this dissonance with where you are currently, this space, and this kind of like observer effect where you're looking at your reality that you used to so happily fit into and live in so fluidly, and suddenly it's not feeling right. Maybe the people in your life, the friend group you've had since you were at school, the people you've been hanging out with or you met at your work, whatever it is, there may just suddenly be a misalignment, because growth and expansion are such natural parts of this human reality. If we're looking into physics, into the science of life, cells divide almost constantly. I think every 7 years we have every cell in our body is different. And so we see the same if we're looking at the universe, up at the stars, is this constant expansion. And from that comes growth and evolution in this realm. And so we are no different. We as human beings are not immune to that. And I think because of the capitalist systems that we live within, we are prone to getting really comfortable in stagnation. So being really comfortable with just like getting on with it, even though something might not feel quite right, or life might not feel quite aligned, or we're not feeling totally alive and in love with life. And I mean, that's not how this system was built for us to live within. It's not built for our expansion as individuals, as a collective. It's actually built for the power, greed, growth, the capitalistic agenda of those in power, quote unquote, because personally, I don't believe that's what power is, having experienced personal power. I know that it's just this kind of strange patriarchal framework that has hooked in the world of money being this piece of paper that has been given value, energetic value, and now is poured through our systems of our society, and we use it as a currency and energy exchange system. But so much importance has been put in its place, and so we are all living in and somewhat feeding into and trapped in this society. And when I say trapped, we don't need to go into a victim mentality about that. It's just being aware that like we're living in it. I'm definitely living in it, and we're feeding into those systems so we can use them. But I'm getting off the path of this conversation, which is about what we can do to upgrade our frequency, what you can do if you're feeling the separation with your life. So for example, I wanted to tell you a bit about my story with upgrading my frequency, what that looks like. That was never a term or an idea I knew about, and I just say upgrading frequencies because it's how I see it. But you could just say, you know, changing your life, going through a transition, upgrading. So for me personally, I grew up in London and I spent until I was about 16 years old very much just like living in the system. I was at school, very self-involved, involved in my little bubble, my friends, partying, living life in London, buying clothes, just playing my role and having fun. I had fun. And when I was about, it's actually a bit younger, when I was about 15, I took a drug called ketamine at a house party. And ketamine is a horse tranquilizer. I grew up in London, so it was very like, there was a lot of potential for young drug taking. And I'd never really taken anything before that. Maybe I'd smoked a joint and hadn't enjoyed it. But just then I took this drug and I totally left my body. And all I remember of the experience, there's a few moments, not worth noting, but I was very, very sick. I remember seeing my body from above, and I remember being sure I was dying. And if you've had a bad trip or a bad experience with drugs, as so many of us do, because they're not explained to us, they're just these strange underground creatures that we interact with. I thought I was dying, and I remember seeing a video of me from that night the next day that I've never seen again, and someone was filming me and I was saying, where's God? I grew up with no religious upbringing. Religion wasn't around, so this was interesting that I was looking for God in my panic. But what I felt happened during that experience was that I saw from above that everybody who was at the party, it's like I saw this image of the person, their soul, who they were, and then almost imagine like those big tribal, like African tribal masks. I saw those in front of everybody's faces, and this was like this symbol for the masks that everyone was wearing and everyone had built, and that we were all just meeting each other's masks and no one was really meeting each other's souls. And then I came down from my drug, my K-hole, as they call it with ketamine, came down from that, came back into my body, and woke up the next morning and something had changed for me. I was going out to bars with friends and I could suddenly feel that underneath the dancing and the laughing, a lot of people weren't actually that happy. And I started to feel that a lot of people weren't actually enjoying dancing. And here I began my journey of being able to witness what was actually happening for people in experiences where before I was faking it like everybody else. And that was really, really jarring. And from there, I had to try and work out, okay, where feels good for me? Where are people actually enjoying themselves? What do I actually enjoy doing? And that is a journey up until now that has been so awakening, so beautiful, and really has been, how old am I now? I'm 25. This probably happened when I was 16, 17. So yeah, 8 or 9 years ago. And the other day, I was lying with someone really beautiful. I think I was in Berlin, and I was lying with a friend and we were talking. Maybe we were just lying there, but I felt this overwhelming feeling of, oh my gosh, every experience I have in my life every single day is in such alignment, is so beautiful. Even the hard things, they're things that I want to be going through. They're things that feel right for me. Every day, life's feeling right for me, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm having this really beautiful experience. It's unique, has its ups and downs, but I'm in the right place, and I feel that deeply in myself. And so I started to think, wow, I know that little girl when I was 16 or 17 really didn't feel in the right place. In fact, for many, many years, I felt like I couldn't have been in a worse place. I couldn't have been somewhere that felt more unaligned. I was like, none of this feels right, you know? I went to university, I was like, this doesn't feel right. Was really depressed there. Went traveling to Australia, didn't feel right, was really depressed there. And so I wanted to comment on this journey from stagnancy and realizing you're not in a place that aligns with who you are and makes your heart really happy, to being surrounded by a life that makes your heart really happy. And I think there's a few components that go into that that I want to talk about. So I have written down kind of the process of upgrading your frequency. And I want to share it with you today because it came through loud and clear. And I feel like this could be really helpful right now because I know that end of 2020, there's a big new world opening up, a lot of potential for new beginnings. And I'd love for this to be a roadmap for anybody who just needs that extra push, a little bit of support, or just the awareness of what's happening so that you can upgrade your frequency and come into alignment for what is right for you, for your soul, for your purpose here, and what makes you happy and feel fulfilled in this world, whatever it is. We're all unique. So, the process of upgrading your frequency. The first line I've written, from worst we begin, which is where you are right in this moment. That's the first moment. The next part of the process is starting to feel a little bit disjointed from our reality, unsatisfied, maybe feeling like, these aren't the right people for me. This isn't the right job for me. I'm feeling unfulfilled, which I think is such a normal experience because the society is not set up for our ultimate fulfillment. So we have to really, really go for it. Like balls to the wall, we've got to go for it. And that takes bravery, which is a huge part of this process. So feeling disjointed, unsatisfied with our reality and kind of a bit distant. And yeah, you just start to notice this dissonance between yourself and your life currently. Then, the next stage, which I believe we stay in as human beings way longer than we need to because we haven't been given a framework for this. The next thing that normally happens is we feel loneliness. Like no one else is going through this. I feel really alone in this. Why can no one see me? No one is fulfilling me, nothing is fulfilling me. So loneliness and despair. And usually we stay in this space for longer than we need. I know I've spent years in these two places and still the feeling of loneliness comes up for me at times. And this is part of the growing cycle. But once we notice that there is distance between who you are and the life you're currently living, and you're starting to feel this, the next step is bravery and awareness. So, what is happening here is that a new frequency is coming in, and by frequency, I mean level of living. I mean life, the universe, spirit, God, something bigger than you, whether you believe in it or not, has something bigger, better, greater for you to jump into. It's calling you into your own, into yourself, into your greatness, into self-realization. And that happens by us realizing what we are not. So to realize what we are, we must see what we are not. And normally we get stuck just focusing on, oh my gosh, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this. Pause for a moment. What are you? Who are you? What do you feel like doing? What resonates with your frequency? So to affirm your new frequency, you focus on it intentionally and you invite it in. And instead of going, oh, I'm uncomfortable, I'm so uncomfortable, whoa, I'm so uncomfortable, I hate being uncomfortable, why am I so uncomfortable? No one else is so uncomfortable. We go, whoa, I think I'm being called in an opportunity to grow. What a gift. I think I'm being given the gift of a new frequency, of an upgrade. And then starts a journey of outsourcing. So outsourcing can happen naturally, and outsourcing is a word that came through me to describe the experience of finding new things and calling in a new life that matches this frequency, that feels alive, feels good, feels more aligned for you. And that can happen in multiple ways, but the two I have lined out today are, it can start happening naturally and organically. So maybe the reason that you've realized that your life just isn't fitting with you anymore is because you've met an amazing person or had an amazing experience, and it's shown you that there's something bigger out there. There's something better for you. There's something that feels nicer. And that can be the universe being like, hey, I'm putting in these little signposts for us to see, like, oh, this feels good for me. And normally what happens when we're living our life and then something really beautiful arrives that feels more in alignment, we can start panicking because it means that there's an old structure that needs to break down for us to fully receive what's coming in. So taking a deep breath, we see this new gateway, this new doorway in the form of a job, a person, an opportunity, an experience. We bless what has been and what is, and we slowly start to open this door, moving towards, in the time that feels right, the thing that brings us better feeling, clearer channeling, more life. So this can be an allowing of something that's arriving in, rather than a rejecting and a moving away from because it's scary, or it feels shattering. Or this outsourcing can be a little more active, and it can mean opening up to and outsourcing and looking for things that feel in greater alignment. For example, when I was going through this experience, I think probably when I was like 18, I was like reading maybe The Secret or The Power of Now, and a lot of these books were in the spiritual section of bookshops, and I was like, okay, this feels like a deeper remembering of a spirituality. So I was like, where do other spiritual people hang out? And at the same time, I became vegan. I'm no longer under any binaries with how I eat, but I was vegan, and that was a big awakening for me. And I'd go to vegan cafes, and I'd always meet beautiful people at vegan cafes. Or on the wall at a vegan cafe, I'd see a notice for a meditation event or a sound bowl event. And so I started to go to these events and meet these peoples. And this was a step that required bravery because it meant going on a journey by myself, for myself, away from the safety of the known and into the magic portal of the unknown. And I can promise you, I will never regret taking those steps in my life at any time. Although sometimes it can feel sickeningly terrifying, maybe big, scary, unnerving, new. It always brings what you need and pays off tenfold. I am in such an abundant, beautiful place in my life, and I'm in such gratitude and just like constant learning and enjoying and soaking in and being overwhelmed by the beauty that life is bringing me. And it's not the kind of beauty that we are sold in magazines and on TV. It's not the kind of life that anyone has shown me or that I've seen anywhere else. This imprint comes naturally. This is my greatest path, greatest life unfolding because I'm saying yes to it And I know how scary it is because I'm doing it all the time. But the rewards it brings for me personally are just innumerable. The people, the experiences, the work I get to do that's fulfilling. Like, it all just feels right. Right is the only way I can put it. It's like such a gift. And so I would love for this podcast episode to bring you into that way of moving and into that brave experience of living. And it's step by step, but each step you take towards that frequency that's calling you, the life that's calling you, I think that's a beautiful quote. Let me just find it. Okay, I found the quote. It's a Rumi quote, and I'm sure I've read this before on the podcast. But this quote sums up this episode. This quote really inspired me to do this 8 years ago. And it is, let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray. So magic, so real, and in my lived experience so far, utterly true in every sense. So that's kind of it. If I could sum this up, it would be in that Rumi quote, let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray. And this is a very feminine way of doing things. I'm not here, you know, I tried to give you a little bit of a structure or a structured explanation of how this works. But the truth is, it's a lot more of a process that is heart-led and not mind-led. It's actually mindless. You're tapping into your heart and feeling where it's drawn to, feeling where you feel happy, where you feel received, wholesome, alive. And you're moving towards it endlessly. Ugh, it's a devotion to life and to living and to expanding and just to being alive. It's magic. So that's me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please send it to a friend. If there's anyone you think could do with this, send it to them, even if it's someone who you don't really know very well. I'm often like that, sending things to strangers because I just have a feeling. And I wish you all of the blessings for your journey. Just trust that life wants you to win. You just have to believe it.